mission here.
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Okay, I want to talk about Jesus for a second here. Jesus was a magician. I love that. Okay. Okay. Mercy reminded me to have the mic. So, one time Jesus was in heaven, and of course, heaven is beautiful. Gardens, everything you can imagine, fountains, waterfalls, just absolutely beautiful. And he's just walking around in all the glory of it, thinking how lucky everyone is to be in heaven. And then he sees this old man sitting on a bench, and the man is sobbing, just sobbing. It's heartbreaking for Jesus. Jesus goes over to him and says, "What's wrong? You're in heaven. Everybody's supposed to be happy. There's no crying in heaven. What is going on with you? What's the matter?" And he says, "Oh, I just got here, and I've been looking for my son. I thought for sure I'd see my son here." And Jesus says, "Well, tell me about your son. Maybe I know him." And he says, "Well, you know, he came to me in a very unusual way, and it was very mystical, and he had many trials and tribulations in his life. He suffered a lot. But in the end, he transformed and he really changed the world. And there was a great book written about him that so many people have read. And I just really want to find my son." And Jesus looked at him and said, "You wouldn't by any chance be a carpenter, would you?" And the old man said, "Why, yes, I am a carpenter. How did you know?" And Jesus had this big grin on his face, and he opened up his arms and he said, "Father." And the man looked at him and tilted his head and said, "Pinocchio?" Oh. Okay, good. Okay, good. You guys got it. Okay, cool. All right. Joy in life. Okay. So today we're talking about power and purpose. Everybody on this planet has power. Everybody on this planet has superpowers. So I want you to think for a moment. And you don't say it now, because we're going to say it at the end. Think, what are your superpowers? Okay? Just noodle on that a little bit as this talk rolls on, okay? What are your superpowers? When I think of superpowers, the first thing that comes to me is like those Marvel comics and those superheroes. Right? Like Batman and Superman and Wonder Woman and all of them. And it's interesting to think about the background of all this. Like, where did this come from? Well, mythology has been going on for ages and ages. And, you know, sometimes I talk about Krishna and Hanuman and Ganesh and all these gods and goddesses from Indian mythology that may have even been true, right? That may have even happened. But, you know, I think that these superheroes in the comic books and everything have been inspired by these other superheroes, these gods and goddesses and mythology and the tradition of storytelling. But what all of them have in common, they all have different superpowers, right? Like Superman can fly and he can lift buildings and all that. And Batman, you know, he's got whatever he's got. I don't know. Spider-Man, spider. What are their origin stories? Their origin stories are something bad happened to them. Some tragedy happened to them. And they were able to overcome and transform and get these superpowers that allow them to what? Help people. Help other people. And I just kind of, you know, sometimes, like, I was thinking about Superman, Clark Kent. Okay, when Clark Kent is Clark Kent, he's kind of this nerdy, dorky guy, and nobody pays attention to him much, and he wears glasses, so he's not perfect, right? He's got vision problems or whatever, like all of us do, right? And I forgot my glasses, so I don't know how well I'm going to give this talk, because these are my reading glasses, and I don't want to be going like, no, I need my superpower reading glasses. So this is kind of how we are. We're like Clark Kent, and we have our glasses on, and nobody recognizes us. We don't even recognize ourselves. But he takes his glasses off, and he puts the costume on, and he's Superman. That's who he really is. That's his true identity. Clark Kent isn't his true identity. But all of us are kind of like that. We have our persona, you know, our meat suit we go walking around in, and everybody, you know, who pays attention to us? Not that many people. We go walking around the mall and nobody knows us, so they're not paying attention. Everybody's just doing their own thing. Nobody's recognizing. But there are times when we can rise to the occasion and show our superpowers, and we can really be seen. And I think who we really need to be seen by all the time is by ourselves, by knowing who we are. When we look in the mirror in the morning and see that face, we have to be like, you're a superhero. You're so much more than this meat suit. You're so much more. You know, you don't need a cape. You don't need to fly. You just need to be you and to know that that light is within you, and let that light shine. It can be as simple as that. We have to know our worth. We have to know our power. Okay, the glasses come on now. Oh, okay, so this is a true story. So in San Francisco, and this was years ago, maybe 5-10 years ago, there was a little kid who had cancer. And you know that there's that Make-A-Wish Foundation that they grant wishes to terminally ill children. And he was terminally ill with cancer. And they asked him what his wish was. And his wish was he wanted to be Batman for a day. So the whole city rallied around him. They got a Batmobile, they got the Bat Signal, they got him a Batman costume, they had stuff set up where he could, like, save the world, and he had, like, the best day ever. The best day ever. He was Batman. People were calling him Batman and treating him like Batman, asking him for autographs, and this is 5-year-old kid, right? He was just beaming. Turns out, years later, we find out that child lived. He overcame his cancer. That power that he always had within him that people saw helped him overcome this horrible obstacle in his life. 5 years old, and he tapped into his power, and he's alive today. That's so inspiring. I just love that. And I have to think also how superheroes are role models for the kids in our lives. And a lot of times, like now, I think there's a big trend, which I love, is the Disney princesses are not just princesses that are looking for a prince and to get married and all that, but we have like Mulan and that little girl in Brave, and they're like badass. Can I say that in church? They're like these badass women that are like, so they got this, you know? And that's what little girls look up to. They're looking up to people like Beyonce, who's inspiring the world with her music and doing what she wants to do. And Taylor Swift. Oh my gosh. Like Bill's granddaughter went to Bill's like the best granddad. He went and took his granddaughter to the Taylor Swift concert, the Eras Tour. What's great about her is not only is she excellent at what she does, right? She's a singer, songwriter, performer, but her superpower is that she's kind. She has this big heart. She pays attention to her fans. One-on-one, people are like, she's amazing. She just made me feel like I was the only person in the room. She's making tons of money, but does she like hoard it? No, she gives out bonuses to her drivers. She gave them $100,000 each for driving on the tour. I mean, this is life-changing for people. So this kind of generosity, that's her superpower. We need more people like that. And I have to say, not getting political, but for a long time, women in politics have been my superheroes. Like Dianne Feinstein, I thought she was amazing. And Ruth Bader Ginsburg was amazing. And now Kamala Harris is amazing. She is amazing. Everything that's happened to her in her life and who she is at her core means she was just born for this moment. And she's such an inspiration to so many of us. And for me to see in my lifetime a woman run for president, I'm just so grateful. This is amazing that we got this far. So, you know, to me, that's real power. The real power is if someone can inspire people and uplift people, that is power. Who cares about lifting up a tall building or flying? You know, if you can inspire people and uplift people, help them heal, you know, like little five-year-old Batman helped him heal, that is real power. This is the power we have always within us. I mean, but how do we see what is real and what is not real? Because there's a lot of, you know, bullying going on, a lot of posturing, a lot of, you know. But if that makes people feel bad, if it makes people, if it hurts people, that's not a power, you know. Putting people down isn't a power. Uplifting people up is a power. And having dreams, having ambition, having goals, that's a power. Helping people realize those dreams and those goals and those ambitions, that's a power. But how do we know what is real? Because things are not always what they seem, right? Things are not always what they seem. We can't believe everything we hear. There's like, we have to think for ourselves. We have to discern. There's a story in Vedanta about this husband and wife who lost their only son. And they were poor. They were villagers. They lived in the village. And so this was a huge loss for them. Of course, they loved him like crazy. He was their only child. But also, in terms of now, how are they going to handle their old age when they don't have a son to help take care of them? So the wife was just grieving horribly, crying all the time. But the husband just kind of went about his day and went about his business. And she kind of got mad at him, and she's like, I don't understand. We lost our son. How could you not be grieving? How could this not affect you? How do you just go about life as it is? He said, I'll tell you how. Last night I had this dream. In the dream, I was a king. and you were the queen, and we had a kingdom, and everyone loved us, and we had wealth, we had prosperity, we had happiness throughout the land, everything we could ever wish for. And we had five sons and five daughters, and they all had families, and everybody was happy, and the world was in a wonderful place. But then I woke up, and it was all gone. And now here I am, this poor man in the village again. Which is the dream? Am I the king? Or am I the poor guy in the village? Life is just a dream. This is all an illusion. And when we wake up, we'll see the truth. There's so much more than this. There's so much more than this. We need to have discernment. We need to see the big picture. As Bill's saying, the big picture in little frame, and he didn't know I was going to say this, but he and I are like, you know. This is what's important. What's our purpose in life? I'll tell you how you figure out your purpose. Your purpose is, you know, think of three things. Where do you want to go? What do you want to happen? What do you want to do? What are you good at doing? And what can you do that helps other people? What can you do that makes a difference? Some kind of difference. Doesn't have to be like Taylor Swift, right? Where you've got millions of fans. You could have one fan. You could have one fan. We answer to ourselves. Are we being a good person, right? That's our purpose. But then, besides our own individual purpose, we have the purpose that we all share. And this is the one thing we really have in common. No matter our age, no matter our ethnicity, no matter our gender, no matter where we live, no matter where we were born, no matter what we've been through, the purpose we all share is to learn and to grow, to get closer to God, to know who we are. So that when we look in that mirror, we're like, I got you. I can be confident. I can be clear. I can be certain. I have certainty that no matter what happens, the most horrible thing can happen. It's all okay. It's all good. It's all helps us to reach our goal. It all helps us to know who we are. We can overcome any obstacle. I was thinking about my Pearls and Squirrels books because I wrote this book, and after I wrote it, I really wrote it for me because this is what I need to remember all the time. Because I struggle, as everyone does. I struggle. Relationship stuff, work stuff, family stuff, you know, financial stuff, whatever. Everybody struggles. So the first pearl is look at what you have, not at what you don't have. What you don't have is not real anyway, right? What you have is a lot. Look at what you are doing, not what everybody else is doing. I can't compare myself to Taylor Swift as a songwriter. What the heck? I'd be so depressed. What the heck? She's on her journey. I'm on my journey. Look at the opportunities, not the obstacles. We can be like Superman came from a different planet, came here. He was a total alien, right? He was an immigrant from another planet, didn't know anybody, had to figure it out. Found his tribe, got a job. But how many people can we say that of in real life? Immigrants who have come here with nothing, who have built companies and raised families. I mean, wow. What an inspiration. And the fourth one is look at what matters, not at what doesn't matter. And that's really important. Krishna in the Gita says, no matter what is going on in your life, no matter what appears to be going on in your life, put your mind on me. If you're to be a spiritual person, to have that faith, that conviction, like we were talking about last time, means that you can see through the veil of illusion and just know, okay, this is a test. This is a lesson. This is an opportunity, and rise above, get through it. This is our highest purpose, to pursue our spirituality. And this is the best kept secret. Why aren't we doing it more? Good on us that we're here on Sunday for church. Good on us. What are we doing tomorrow? What are we doing Tuesday? What are we doing Wednesday? You don't have to go to church, but you do have to look within. Get that insight. Whether it's you're walking in nature, you're having a conversation with yourself, you're meditating, you're praying, you're helping people, you're reaching out, you're using your superpowers. So I'm going to tell you my superpower. I put this on a little post-it note and I put it on my computer. And I think about it all the time. Whenever I have any doubts, whenever I have any, you know, iffiness in my life, like, well, what if? Don't go there. Faith is my superpower. I just return to God, like Krishna said in the Gita. Put your mind on me. Whatever things are looking out like there, put your mind on me. And I'm like, okay, I got this superhero team behind me. Let them do their stuff. That's faith, knowing that I don't have to do it all alone. I got backup. It's looking after my self-interest. So I'm going to ask you guys today, what is your superpower? Does everybody know? Have you thought of something?
Pammy?
What do you think?
Well, I was taught a lot of adoption in my family, of which I was one, and I was taught that family is everything. And we have a very strong family, and I think that my parents left that legacy, and I think it's continuing on. So my superpower is knowing that love is beyond any blood or anything else. It's all there waiting for you to develop it in the highest way you know how.
Okay. Love is her superpower.
Oh, thank you.
Love. It's that simple. You just need one word. You're just like, I love. I have the capacity and the capability to love my family, because the whole world is my family, no matter what. You know, it's not defined by blood or relationships. It's The whole world is your family. I see that in you, totally. Anybody else? What's your superpower?
Caring.
That's Bill, for sure. He's got a big heart. Marcia.
Joy.
Joy. Right. Joy to the world. Yes. Anybody else want to share your superpower?
Compassion.
Yes.
I second that.
Yes, compassion. That's a big one. That was the Buddha's superpower, right? Very good. We have that Buddha nature.
What about inclusion?
Inclusion is a good superpower. That's awesome. That's awesome. All right, everybody. I love you so much. And so it is. Om Tat Sat.